from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ekev, Bracha Management. We know that at the beginning of Parshat Ekev, it says, look, Ekev Tishmun, if you listen to the mitzvot, then God will keep the covenant with you. Vayivcha, He will love you. Veracha, He will give you a bracha. Virbecha, make you plenty, many, many children. Virach, Privat Necha, will bless the fruit of your womb. And Priyad Matecha, the fruit of your field. Digan Chati Rosh Chavitzarecha, the classic three categories of your wheat, your wine, and your oil. Shgar Lafecha, Vashterot Sonecha, whether your different types of sheep and cattle in the land of Israel. You'll be so blessed, etc., etc. So it says that if we keep the mitzvot, we get great blessing. Now, a lot of times in life we have problems, we have tzaros, and God is known, the Tehillim, as Ezra b'tzarot. He gives us Ezra, He helps us out in difficult times. Nimsa ma'od, He's very present with us during our trials and tribulations. But other times, God gives us blessings. And the question is, bracha management. How do we manage with all these brachos, all these different blessings that we have? So I want to share with you that really there are two basic paths that we can take when confronted and blessed with blessings in our lives. The first approach is laid out in our parsha this week. And what happens? Yishamar lecha. Watch out, lest you forget Hashem. Tishkach Hashem Elokecha. Levil tishmor mitzvotav. And you won't keep the mitzvot. You'll eat, you'll be satiated, you'll build good houses, and you'll settle in them. And there'll be lots of cattle, and lots of gold and silver, and everything will be plentiful. And then your heart will grow haughty. You'll forget the Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt, who took you through the desert, etc., etc. So one thing that we can mismanagement of our blessings is that we get so many blessings that we say, oh, you know, when I was poor, I was praying to God that He should help me. But now that I have so many blessings, I don't need God. That's, you know, the famous joke about man praying and then when finally he's saved, he says, never mind God, I got this one. So you feel like you got it, you don't need God, you forget about the mitzvot, everything else. So Rabbi Ezra Bick pointed out that this is a tremendous, interesting cycle over here. What's the nature of the covenant? If you do the mitzvot, you get blessings. What's the nature of getting blessings? Mismanagement of blessings. So what happens? We get the blessing, and then we stop keeping the mitzvot, because we already got the blessings. We don't need God. We think we did it all. Kochi v'otzim yadi, my own strength helped me make all this great living. So that's the mismanagement. What would be the proper management of brachot? Matter of fact, what's the purpose of brachot? This is the be-all and end-all of brachot. If you do the mitzvot, you know what you get? Lots of fruit, a lot of wine. What are you going to do, get drunk? How much wine can you have? Oil, be able to fry a lot of stuff in your big fryer. What's going on? So the Rambam tells us about proper management of blessings. Rambam tells us in the Laws of Tshuva, Chapter 9, Verse 2, because of this, all of the prophets and the wise men of the Jewish people were always desiring the days of the Mashiach. Why? We want to have more fruit, more wine. What's the idea? We'll be able to take a break from all the oppression of various kingdoms, whether it was the Romans in their day, whether it was under oppression in Europe that we suffered, whether it's in our own time, suffering from different terrorism and bombs. They don't let us sit and study. We have to send our boys, our girls, at 18, 20 years old, we have to send them to go in the army for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. They could be learning Torah, they could be doing good things. We could find rest. And we would increase in our wisdom. And then with that, we could in turn receive reward in the world to come and receive a portion in the world to come. So, what's the idea of blessings? What's the goal of blessings? What's proper blessing management? Proper blessing management is to take the blessings we have and to use that blessing to say, you know what? I'm not as pressured as I used to be. I have more time for davening. I have more time for Torah. I have more time for mitzvot, to do good things. Chesed, do kindness. What's mismanagement? Mismanagement is to say, I have so many blessings. What do I need God for? I don't need to pray. I don't need to do anything. This is the interesting challenge. God says, if you keep the mitzvot, what do you get? Blessings. What happens when you have blessings? Well, you either usher in the messianic era where Malah Artzeit Hashem, where the world is filled with the knowledge of God, because so many people are taking advantage of the blessings to have more time for Torah. In our own times, thank God, we're able to have yeshivas where people get stipends, they could get subsidies, they could get all kinds of support to study for a year, two, three, four, 5 years to study. It's only because we've been blessed and there are endowments and there are such funds available. But God forbid we go in the other direction. Then we go into the cycle of punishment and exile. And only then we recognize God and we go back. We long to go back to that idyllic state. When we're blessed by God, the question is, do we feel like, okay, I got this, God. I don't need God. Or on the contrary, feel that God has given you these blessings so that it obliges us to give, to do, and to learn. This is the challenge of Parshat Ikev, the challenge, the paradox of being blessed and going in different directions. The question is, can we use the blessing to go in the right direction, and God willing, to usher in an era where Malah Aretz Deis Hashem, the world will be filled with knowledge, because the people will take the blessings they have and manage them properly and use it to spend more time with God, more time with Torah, more time with our family, more time and helping others who are in need of help. If we do that, Ritz Hashem, V'racha, V'rbecha, God indeed will, He'll love us, He'll bless us, and indeed, He'll increase our ranks. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation for the discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.